Fox Graham.
This poem is about 20 minutes old, and it's for Karina. In Middle Eastern culture, some women who cannot contain their grief wail at the death of a loved one. And tonight, in my bathroom shower, she is wailing. I only know the superficial. The who, what, when, where interrogatives that one asks when someone you don't know dies. And you are involved because you care for those still here. It is pouring in there, and not from the showerhead. Her wailing echoes digging deep past the paint down to the drywall, bearing her grief into the woods, supporting my ceiling. This house will never be the same. Future families will swear they can hear her in the walls like I hear her now through them. She leaves and sits next to me on the sofa. And all the cliche expressions for what to say now are intensely ridiculous. And sitting next to her, I am close to drawing blood in my mouth because for the first time in forever, I just have nothing right to say. The mothers who raised me taught me that a woman knows a deeper grief than a man. It is sincere, unclothed, unmeasured, because it need not be captured and named. It simply is. We watch her favorite film because my attention to it is all that I can offer her of any value. But I see why it speaks to her. I see why it alone makes sense of this desperate emptiness now that I can never understand, but I can feel every time I hear her through my fingers brushing the paint. This house will never be the same because I have heard the depth of her grief in my walls, and I have seen how cellophane stories can temporarily baptize a smile onto her lips, and I am converted into her by it. She sleeps in my arms. And I wake to her silently sobbing. She apologizes. I say she doesn't have to. Just let go. Bless his memory with your sincerity. Be human. Wail. Wail for those of us who do not know how. We will learn how to wail for you, because now my house has never felt so strong.